Han vår ge vårt på, ge vårt vinser på. Amen. Many of us try to silence hunger immediately when it happens. We eat what is easiest, what is fastest, and what is closest to us. But the gospel today invites us to do something else. It asks us a different question. It asks us, what are we truly hungry for? In the gospel reading today, we hear of how the people start looking for Christ, and they find Christ. But just before this in the gospel, we don't hear it in the gospel reading, but if we read earlier, we see that Christ has fed 5,000 people. He's fed them with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. And now they're trying to find him because they want more food. And so they look for him and they find him, and Christ says, "You seek me not because of the miracles I perform or the signs I perform, but because you were filled. That's why you look for me." It's not wrong that they looked for him. The mistake was the reason they were looking for him. They wanted that gift again. They wanted the bread. They wanted fullness. They wanted relief. Not realizing that the bread they received pointed to Christ. And this is the danger that we have today in our lives. Often, we focus on the gift we receive and not the giver who gives it. We focus on that which we receive from God, but we forget about God himself. There was once a child who went to his grandmother's house. And every time he goes to his grandmother's house, he gets candy. And I think this is one of the requirements to be a grandmother. You must have candy in your house. So, every time he goes to the house, he gets candy. And he's always excited to go. And for years this happens. He knocks on the door, he goes in, hug, kiss, and he beelines it straight to the candy cupboard for candy. And he's always excited about this, because that's why he goes to grandma's, is for candy. But little by little, the candy starts to lessen. Little by little, there's less candy in there. Eventually, there's no candy in the house. And at first, he's disappointed about this. But he notices that within him, something has changed. He is not the same as he was before. Because now he sits a little longer. He listens a little better. And he notices the voice of his grandmother, the stories she tells, and her presence there. Eventually, he comes to the realization that the importance of going to grandma's is not the candy, but grandma herself. This is what God does for us as well. He gives us things so that we notice him in the process. And this is what Christ means when he says, "I am the bread of life." He does not say that I will give you what you need when you need it. He says, "I am what you need now." Christ does not just satisfy our hunger, but he ultimately ends the hunger that we have so that we don't look for anything else. Because once we have Christ, there's nothing else that we need in this life. Christ knows that this takes time. And so he ends the gospel reading. You can see I had wine. He ends the gospel reading with a promise. And he tells us, "The one who comes to me, I will not reject. I will not cast out." Because that promise is not for saints. It's not for people that already are with God. It's for those that want to be purified. It's those that are looking to become better. It's for those who want to be Christ-like. He does not wait for us to change our desires in order for him to accept us. But he accepts us first in order that we, being with him, our desires will change. And we understand that our life has changed. This is the wisdom of our faith, that we begin to pray asking God to fix our problems, but eventually we learn it's okay to have problems if we are with God. We approach the sacraments for relief, but then we end up realizing that Christ is found in those sacraments and he is the relief. We fast not to deprive ourselves of something good, or so that we can suffer for Christ, but so that we can prepare ourselves to receive Christ. Christ does not reject us for seeking the gift first, but he patiently teaches us that he is the gift. The gospel today asks us a very simple and a very unsettling question. If Christ stopped giving you what you asked for, would you still ask from him? Would you still follow him? And would you still want him? If Christ stopped giving you what you asked for, would you still want him? This week, I ask that you pray not for outcomes, but instead, in that prayer, just be with God. I ask that when you fast this week, don't fast in order to see if you are disciplined enough, but to remember what you truly need to be satisfied with. And when you give to others, don't give to others because you're generous. Give to others because you see Christ in them. Because the greatest gift that God gives us is not the things he places in our hands. The greatest gift that God can ever give us is himself. And this is what we have to realize today. Amen.